This is really an important issue coming up. Massively important news. Let's go ahead and start this overdrive with Fly the Valkyries. I've got to get focused and get in a serious mood because this is hardcore serious news we are going to cover. So let's go ahead and start over here. The 4 hour mark, and I want to read this article in its entirety. I think it's the best way to describe this and go over it, and then I will get into the other facets that make it so vitally important. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, I am going to put the article up so people can check it out for themselves. On PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, we have the Prison Planet Classic. For people that like the old site design, you can simply go to classic.prisonplanet.com, or there's a big banner on the front page of Infowars.com. Okay, here is the article. WTC emergency head was building collapse specialist. And boy, that is only the tip of the iceberg there. It is far more serious than that. And here's the individual, Jerome Howard. Let's go ahead and go over the article for everybody who is patiently out there listening to us today. WTC-7 emergency head was building collapse specialist. The former New York City Chief Emergency Manager Jerome Hauer, whose office was on the 23rd floor of the WTC-7, was also a building collapse specialist, according to a recently uncovered New York Times article. Hauer has attracted speculation from the 9/11 truth movement because of his zeal to push the official story in the hours after the attack when details were still sketchy. And by the way, along these lines, remember, BBC reported 25 minutes before Building 7 fell, that 47-story building, that it had fallen perfectly in its own footprint due to structural damage from fires. And then we found out CNN had reported the same thing, but they would never say who reported it. We said, somebody gave you that. Somebody false scripted. Somebody reported early. Because, you know, firemen and police were saying, get back, they're going to blow it up, we're going to bring it down, we've been ordered to bring it down. They were told that. We're not saying they're involved, they were just told. We have cops on tape saying it, and emergency managers who saw it and heard the countdown. And that's all in the film Truth Rising. So, see, we have false scripting there. And then they said it was a conspiracy theory. The head editor of the BBC said no one gave them that information, they just messed up. Well, now they admit it was Reuters gave it to them in an internal link. That's where the media got this information, the mainstream-controlled media. And then the building did fall, as they said it would. So that's why this is so important. There's a video in this article, and there's a lot of these other videos where you got these guys in baseball caps and on TV and supposedly people on the street all saying the same scripted lines, like infomercial people. I mean, as the towers are falling, they're on TV and showing up and getting on camera with hundreds of witnesses behind them and saying, oh, I saw the plane come in at incredible speed and a huge fireball, and then we watched the building collapse due to structural damage from the fires. And then you find out that the people working in the building and management were top thermite experts and explosive thermite, and then the people whitewashing it are top thermite experts for NASA on thermite that's sprayed on like insulation for couplers and rockets. And then you find out, you know, when we've gotten the samples, it is explosive thermite was one of the things used. And then it just goes on and on. But this is just one guy, Jerome Hauer, and it goes on and on with all of them. You've got him, the head of Kroll Consultants, who's the head group, and then they contract with the other security company, headed up by Marvin Bush, who was at Building 7 that day. His mother wrote in her own memoir. I mean, you can't make this up, folks. There's hundreds of other connections. That's so frustrating. Hauer was also managing director of Kroll Associates, the company that provided security for the WTC complex on 9/11, and he also betrayed advanced knowledge of the anthrax attacks a week before they happened. And then we have links to the New York Times and others. Remember when Ari Fleischer messed up and said, well, the whole White House was told to get on Cipro the week before 9/11. Some got on it the 7th, most on the 10th. And they said, who told you that? And he said, we were advised by Jerome Hauer. And then he admitted, yeah, I told him go on Cipro 4 weeks before it showed up. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's a demolition expert. This guy's running the security on the towers. This guy's saying, get on Cipro, and then they just say in front of everybody, yeah, what's the big deal? Oh, there's more. I've gone two paragraphs into a three-page article, small-spaced. And that isn't 10% of the evidence. Last night I couldn't go to bed. I was reading all this. And, the whole building, CIA, FBI, NSA, this guy is Mossad as they get. And I'm not singling out Israel. It's like I'm not saying America's bad because it was involved in the attacks. It's criminal elements. And everybody knows the Israelis, the British, and the U.S. are inseparable. It's the same group. They're all involved. Hauer was also managing director of Kroll Associates, the company that provided security for the WTC complex on 9/11, and he also betrayed advanced knowledge of the anthrax attacks a week before they happened. In July 27, 1999, New York Times article unearthed by 9/11 blogger entitled, What Good and What Could Go Wrong in His Job to Know. Say that again. What could go wrong? It's his job to know. Hauer is given a glowing write-up by the journalist Randy Kennedy. There is one story he tells in which the fascination is quite literal, but another illustration, a bit more metaphorical, is hard to miss when you walk into his office on the 23rd floor of the 7th World Trade Center, otherwise known as the Bunker, the $13 million bulletproof, hurricane-proof, blackout-proof emergency crisis center opened by the city last month. The article describes Building 7 for what it was, a structural, reinforced, immovable object built for the express purpose of standing strong in a crisis situation. It was meant to be able to handle a nuke a mile away. The whole building was triple built with three foundations and three separate, I mean, it was just, they have a word for it. It's called a SHIT house. A brick SHIT house. And I'm sorry to use Lower King's English, but that's the way the designers described it. The article described Building 7 for what it was, a structurally reinforced, immovable object. We have links to it. Meanwhile, NIST says it was a flimsy building, totally weak. Of course, they're top thermite experts. They would know. Built for the express purpose of standing strong in a crisis situation, not the weakening tinderbox that allegedly became the first steel building in history to collapse from fire damage alone, according to debunkers like BBC, the History Channel, Popular Mechanics, and others. Indeed, as the New York Times quotes Larry Silverstein as stating in 89, WTC-7 designers built it enough redundancy to allow entire portions or floors to be removed without affecting the building structural integrity, because it was being built for the CIA and FBI. A solid structure that was again improved upon the year with more than 375 tons of steel requiring 12 miles of welding. The article describes Hauer's role as the city's chief managing emergency manager. Mr. Hauer oversees the response to buildings collapse, of which there have been no shortage over the last 3 years. It means the controlled demolition. For much of his professional life, it has been the task of Jerome M. Hauer, 47, to know a lot about how things work so they can stop, so when they stop working, when they fall down, or when they get blown up, when the freeze or bust or burnout, he knows what to do. Like all self-described emergency junkies, he sits around all day thinking of horrifying ways for things to be destroyed and people to die, and then hoping that all his plans stay on the shelf. But in criminology, they always catch the fire investigator setting fires. They always catch the anti-pedophile cop raping the kids. If you know any criminology, you know this. So where do the globalists get there? But he's a good man. He wasn't involved. We're just talking about stuff here. He's a good man. His mommy, like Chertoff, was one of the founders of Mossad. It's no big deal. The article requires and describes Hauer's role as the city's chief emergency manager. Mr. Hauer oversees the response to building collapses, of which there have been no shortage over the last 3 years. For much of his professional life, it has been the task of Jerome M. Hauer, 47, to know a lot about how things work, so when they stop working, when they fall down, when they get blown up or blown down, when they freeze or bust or burn out, he knows what to do. Like all self-described emergency junkies, he sits around all day thinking of horrifying ways for things to be destroyed and people to die. Oh. Interesting, therefore, that Hauer would have had his office in the middle of a 47-story building that collapsed to its own footprint within 7 seconds in the late afternoon of 9/11, having been hit by minimal debris and suffering limited fire damage. The article emphasizes the emergencies Hauer would have and would list in the resume that he was an expert on: helicopter crash, subway fire, water main break, ice storm, heat wave, blackout, building collapse, building collapse. In the immediate aftermath of the attacks, Hauer appeared on CBS News with Dan Rather and intimately set about crafting a surprising alternative explanation for the events that spun a yarn that soon became the official story. And I know I'm babbling and stumbling through this because everything I'm thinking about, I'm having to preempt myself from going down rabbit trails and all the facets and other evidence and information you need to know. I'm just having to stick to this. Hauer was suspiciously keen to stress that the buildings were not demolished when he was on ABC News by explosives just within minutes of it. And this was not explosives, let me tell you. Demolished by explosives, but by planes that hit them. Despite this being a complete reversal of what chief WTC architects and designers concluded during the studies about the impact of planes into the Twin Towers beforehand, saying it was impossible. Hauer also pointed the finger directly to Osama bin Laden as the script began to unfold. My sense is that just the velocity of the plane and the fact that you have a plane filled with fuel hitting the building that burned, that the velocity of the plane certainly had an impact on the structure itself, and that the fact that it burned and you had the intense heat probably weakening the structure of the steel, and that I think it was simply the planes hitting the buildings and collapsing that caused the collapse, Hauer told Rather. It's Dan Rather. He also told ABC some more stuff. On 9/11, Hauer was the managing director of Kroll Associates, a security firm intertwined with the military-industrial complex that was also, coincidentally, in charge of security for the entire World Trade Center complex on that fateful day. Furthermore, it was Hauer that reportedly advised the White House to begin taking Cipro, an antibiotic which in effect against anthrax, on the very day of 9/11. It was actually September 10th. And 1 week before the first anthrax letter was received. 2 months after, it was weeks and weeks until that happened. 2 weeks, 2 months after 9/11, Hauer was part of the Council on Foreign Relations panel, released a document entitled Independent Task Force on America's Responses to Terrorism. That's with Gary Hart, which in part called for the alternative explanations behind 9/11 to be countered. They said that in there. Counter us. Now Hauer's people are out saying, if you say 9/11 is an inside job, you were secretly trained as a child by Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. I mean, folks, it's just crazy. Howard's almost instant and precise summation of the cause of the building collapse that were completely unprecedented in history, along with the expertise and the characteristics of controlled demolition, in addition to the foreknowledge of the anthrax attacks and his position with Kroll Associates, justifiably continue to attract interest amongst researchers in the 9/11 truth movement. Now, this story is up on prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everybody. I know you know all about this, listeners. Put it up on screen for me, guys. But Captain Kirk, on screen, please, Scotty. Mr. Kuru, or whatever his name is. WTC-7 emergency head was building collapse specialist. Now, let me play this video that some folks put together, and there's a lot of others similar. Within minutes of the collapses, Hauer is the second guy you see, all putting out the exact same scripted lines. I mean, this is just off the charts bizarre that all of this is going on. So I'm going to play this, and then during the parts where you want to read the text, for some reason my window won't open here. I will just, it did. Oh, but I had it in Explorer, so that shut it down. How do I get out of here? These computers, man. We got every computer in here has a different attitude, does a different thing. Okay, I got it back in. I just did Control-Alt-Delete, and that seemed to work. Every one of these little computers is like an unruly leprechaun or something. It does whatever the hell it wants. Okay, let's go ahead and play this. This is serious business, folks. And I will read the text on screen as we play it during the parts where there's no voiceover here. So here we go. It's from BrassCheckTV.com. A lot of good info on there. If a crime were committed and immediately afterwards experts appeared on the scene claiming knowledge that no one could possibly have about it, what would you think? What would you think? That's exactly what happened the morning of 9/11. How the 9/11 cover story was sold to the public, how the myth was implanted. This short film will show you exactly when and how the key components of 9/11 myth were inserted into the public's consciousness. The spread of which these stories appeared on TV, the speed, begs the question. One, were these stories prepared in advance of the attacks? Two, who had the capacity to get these stories on the air so quickly after the attacks? Answer these questions, and you have found the killers. All right, folks, cover story number one. Here we go.
Come out of nowhere and just scream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Wait a moment. How did he know all this? The collapse had just happened. There were all these official people out saying, looks like bombs, you know, people who weren't involved.
Mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Firemen and engineers didn't understand the collapse, but this individual knew it and said it with precision, along with many others that popped up out of nowhere. What else did he say?
And then I witnessed both towers collapse.
Oh, he witnessed.
Due to structural failure.
Due to structural failure. Who talks like that with legalese? I witnessed.
One first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Guaranteed you're going to find that guy working on a military base for CIC, CSIC, or somebody else. Of all the eyewitnesses on the scene, let's go back to that because I was babbling when it was playing. He witnessed.
Due to structural failure.
Due to structural failure. Who talks like that?
One first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Who is this guy? Of all the eyewitnesses to the scene, why was he chosen to tell his story? Everyone else was in shock, but this guy sounds like an infomercial actor. Now for the next One more time.
Come out of nowhere and just scream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
That, yeah, you arrest him. You've got him. Cover story number two. Get ready. Here's
based
Howard.
You know, and I recognize we're dealing with...
This is Dan Rather talking to Howard. He went on other shows, ABC and others, told the same story. Now, remember, while all this is going on, that night, the head of FEMA in New York comes on and says, with Peter Jennings, says, yeah, we were here the night of September 10th getting ready for an emergency drill. And then later he lied and said, oh, I never said that. Then he said, okay, I did say that. And then Giuliani admitted they had all pulled out of Building 7 to have an emergency terror attack drill. And then Giuliani lies later and says he never got a call and got told to get out of Building 7. So, I mean, we got him red-handed, folks. This is... Again, coming up with Dan Rather, with Mr. Hauer, the head of emergency management there, who's a controlled demolition expert and also known ties to foreign intelligence agencies.
The other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Based on what you know, and I recognize we're dealing with so few facts, is it possible that just a plane crash could have collapsed these buildings, or would it have required the sort of prior positioning of other explosives in the building? What do you think?
No, my sense is that just one, the velocity of the plane and the fact that there would, you have a plane filled with fuel hitting that building that burned, the velocity of the plane certainly had an impact on the structure itself. And then the fact that it burned and you had that intense heat probably weakened the structure as well. And I think it was simply the planes hitting the buildings and causing the collapse.
Where did he get all this from before any studies were done, before anybody else was saying it? Well, he worked in there.
My sense is that just one, the velocity of the plane and the fact that there would, you have a plane filled with fuel hitting that building that burned and you had that intense heat probably weakened the structure as well.
Now watch him change the subject.
As you can see, the impact on the rescue workers, I mean, these people who were heroes in this building that have been impacted by this, the number of people that have been injured, the number of police and fire officers, firefighters that have been injured is just, it's incalculable at this point.
Note the emotional-laden buzzwords. Rescue workers. Heroes. Police and firemen. Incalculable loss. The method. First, sell the lie with authority, then change the subject to something emotional. One more time.
Is it possible that just a plane crash could have collapsed these buildings, or would it have required the sort of prior positioning of other explosives in the building? What do you think?
No, my sense is that the fact that there would, you have a plane filled with fuel that burned, the velocity of the plane certainly had an impact on the structure itself.
Watch this. Now he's an expert on bin Laden, too, and he puts that talking point, that script out.
What perspective can you give us? I mean, there have been these repeated reports that, well, yes, Osama bin Laden, but some think he's been overemphasized as responsible for these kinds of events. I know many intelligence people at very high levels who say, listen, you can't have these kinds of attacks without having some state, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, somebody involved. Put that into perspective for us.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I agree that this is necessarily state-sponsored. It, as I mentioned earlier, certainly has the fingerprints of somebody like bin Laden.
So, who is the expert? Who knows so much about bin Laden and falling buildings and is on CBS the morning of 9/11? Oh, it's Jerome Hauer. And he's a Bush insider, tells him get on, BioWarfare expert, drug company director, Bush administration insider. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, he's the main guy with Cipro that made tens of billions that everybody took. But there's the intro to Dan Rather.
Who served as the commissioner for Mayor Giuliani's office.
Yeah, that's key. They don't tell you he's this big insider. They just tell you, oh, just a little guy with Mayor Giuliani's office. No, they don't tell you that. Ah, Jerome Howard. Biowarfare expert, drug company director, Bush administration insider. But they don't tell you that when they introduce him, do they? No. But here's the intro Dan Rather was given to read.
You served as the commissioner for Mayor Giuliani's Office of Emergency Management.
Cover story number three.
He is always poised to strike again. Immensely wealthy man. And a very private man.
This is 33 minutes in.
Safe haven by Afghanistan's ruling Taliban movement.
They haven't even blown the buildings up yet.
During his time in hiding, he has called for a holy war against the United States and specifically for the killing of Americans and Jews.
This is the scripting.
He is reported to be able to rally anywhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 fighters for his terrorist cause.
But
he's suspected of helping.
But he's not the threat now. Now it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda by the thousands. We're everywhere. We've got to arrest all these blonde-haired, blue-eyed people all over the news years later. I mean, this is the... And the public's going, yes, Al-Qaeda, get them everywhere. My neighbor's Al-Qaeda. Arrest him. Oh, my God.
Set up an Islamic training center. In fact, several of them to prepare soldiers to fight in all parts of the world, in particular against the United States.
Note the time, 9:34 a.m. Eastern Time. That was only 33 minutes after the second tower was hit. Nothing's collapsed, and they've got...
He is always poised to strike again. Immensely wealthy man. And during his time in hiding, he has called for a holy war against the United States and specifically for the killing of Americans and Jews. He is reported to be able to rally anywhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 fighters for his terrorist cause. He is suspected.
And they're now arresting 12-year-olds as Al-Qaeda.
Training center, in fact, several of them, to prepare soldiers to fight in all parts of the world, in particular against the United States.
Who wrote this elaborate story and got it on the air so quickly? I mean, just the script all written perfectly. It's on all the major networks. Same thing, same time. But there's more.
He is very elusive, moving from mud huts and tent cities and caves at least three times a week, taking other precautions.
Yeah,
tried at one point.
Yeah, had to get you ready for the fact they were never going to capture him. It was all staged.
Time with satellite surveillance to launch an attack on one of his camps, hoping he was there. It turned out he was not.
Mud huts, tent cities, and caves. A rich fanatic's threat to the U.S. Fires cause steel buildings to collapse. The entire false narrative put out to the public. The complete set of 9/11 myths were all laid down in the first hour after the attacks by the U.S. mass media. No mention how they had already massed all the U.S. forces around Afghanistan, though. Did this happen by itself, or were these stories prepared long before the attacks started? Like the false start with Building 7. Now we know Reuters wrote that and put it out. An hour before the towers fell. An hour before Building 7 fell.
And then
fell.
I witnessed both towers collapse. One first and then the second. Mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
That the velocity of the plane and the fact that they have a plane filled with fuel hitting that building that burned and you had that intense heat probably weakened the structure as well. And I think it was simply the planes hitting the buildings.
He's poised to strike again. Immensely wealthy man and a very private man. He has been granted a safe haven by Afghanistan's ruling Taliban movement. And during his time in hiding, he has called for a holy war against the United States and specifically for the killing of Americans and Jews.
All right. Fabulous job there from Brasscheck. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com, WTC7 emergency head was building collapse specialist. It's about halfway down in the first breaking news section. It's also up on Infowars.com. This went out yesterday afternoon. We need you to get this out to everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Only one more piece of this larger puzzle. And remember that in New Zealand, Australia, Thailand, and several other places, hours before the name Lee Harvey Oswald was released on the news, before he was even captured at the theater, they got the time zones off, and newspapers on the other side of the world published that Lee Harvey Oswald had been captured and that he had done it. Now, those are official. You can even buy them on eBay. I mean, that's admitted. It's the same thing. And you add the false scripting of Building 7, an hour before it fell, the Reuters put it out that Tower 7 had fallen. Then they pulled it off the web, but not before first CNN's Aaron Brown and then BBC. And then BBC all acted suspicious and said, nobody gave that to us. It was an accident. We said, but it's both BBC channels at the same time, BBC World, BBC 24. And it was also on aired on CNN with Aaron Brown. And then we went and talked to the news presenter, who then cut to the other lady who was in New York, and he lied and said, I was off that day. I didn't cover 9/11. No, but we have video of you. And he said, oh, I remember now. I was there and did report on it. Just instantly. Like he wouldn't remember reporting on 9/11. And then they said, oh, we lost those tapes. Or nobody gave us a script. Reuters. So they need to be subpoenaed by a grand jury. We need to call those people into court. Of course, they'll be killed. They'll die in car wrecks or commit suicide. And I'm not joking. Before we can get them into court. But, I mean, that'll show everybody. Just like JFK. We have to see them all get killed so we can wake up the cattle. But that's only one facet of it. Then you add all the other elements of 9/11. It is incontrovertible. It's an inside job. And it's just getting worse and worse. It's getting crazier and crazier by the minute. All over TV, all over radio, we're saying American Al-Qaeda says 9/11 is an inside job. This is just ridiculous. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed people asking McCain questions or Al-Qaeda. How dare us be Al-Qaeda? I mean, they're getting desperate. Kind of like they say Iran is Al-Qaeda, while Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. and is attacking the Shiite nation, their archenemies. They talk to the public like they're lobotomized rhesus monkeys. And now they're doing that going, look, the people that say it's an inside job, they were trained by bin Laden from birth. They are Al-Qaeda. The army needs to be used against them. I've seen it all over TV being said. We're getting more calls that's being said on Glenn Beck's radio show. We've got all the media whores doing it. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, all the fake conservatives, Glenn Beck, Scarborough. And I'm telling you, Truth Rising, you need to get Truth Rising. Where's that DVD? You need to get this film out to everybody right now. This shows who the 9/11 Truth Movement is. It shows the police trying to frame us and saying we have bombs. Look, I don't want you protesting. Stop protesting or I'm going to say you have bombs, but you're in jail. I know you don't have bombs. I'm going to frame you now. And so corrupt, they think, and the cops come up and grab the camera and say, this is a gun, too. You're threatening me with a gun. So evil, they do it on tape now. Okay? I mean, folks, we are far gone, okay? 9/11 Chronicles, who we are, the truth, how they're trying to set us up, how they carried out the attacks, how they're blocking the police and firemen and military from getting medical treatment from the dust, and how to energize and take over media events and short-circuit their propaganda. They're scared of us. You see, it's not like the Running Man where YouTube Final Scene Running Man. I want to play that. I bet it's on YouTube. Final Scene Running Man. Thank you. Where Schwarzenegger goes in and there's a fake media, fake military runs the media. America's a total police state where you got to carry passes and have papers. You can be secretly arrested and disappeared. Now passed in England, passed here. It's all happened. It's getting that bad. You know, he busted into the lady's house. He goes, where's my brother? He was taken away for re-education. Which means killed. And Schwarzenegger freaks out on her. But, you know, that's in a fictional movie of a nightmare future. Well, now we're here with big telescreens on the city walls saying, report your neighbors, spy on everyone. We're getting into that now, and I'm one of the lone people still left on air fighting them. I mean, I joke around and try to be jovial because I got to keep living, but this is stressful, folks. This isn't a joke. And at the end, they take over the TV network and then the satellite feed. They've got to take over at Michigan, you know, the control room, the stage, and the uplink, and they go on and say it's all fake, it's a fraud. But see, that isn't how reality works. We can't do that. We take over their media events, hundreds of them. It's more like They Live, where we break in for just a second and say, the information you're receiving is controlled. They're manipulating your minds. Tyranny is growing. The middle class is vanishing. We're losing all of our freedoms. Please, this is vital. And then the signal gets overridden. And so everywhere, with Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, world leaders, politicians, everywhere they go to schlep their lies, to push their propaganda, to shovel it on us, people are standing up and saying, you wrote in PNAC, we need to stage terror attacks, basically. And McCain is freaking out and pacing back and, you know, just really freaked out. It's happening more and more. People are going, what's PNAC? You see, for 10 years, they had the PNAC website up. They had it from the late 90s until 2 weeks ago. Official Project New American Century, vice president, governors, Bush's brother, McCain helped found it. They took the website down 2 weeks ago. See, before they were arrogant, ah, screw them, let them hear we plan to use bioweapons to kill certain races. That's in there. September 20, 2000 document, Rebuilding America's Defenses. There's hundreds, but we mirrored the sites. Just, you can go find them. And major news institutions mirrored them. And yeah, we need huge terror attacks to get what we want. They sure will help. They finally pulled that, you see, because now they're not so smug and arrogant. I wish they still were. While we're taking over, educating everybody, unlocking minds, taking over the alternative media, growing it, you know, expanding into the mainstream media. It's getting down to the wire for these people. Were you able to find a running man? Let me try. Guess we're in overdrive. I can just sit here and surf the web here. Okay, the running man. Okay, the running man trailer. I guess this will do. Here we go.
In the year 2017, an innocent man accused of a crime has a choice. Hard time or prime time?
Sensational. Perfect contestant. I want him.
He must pay or play the running man.
On your mark.
I'll be back.
The highest rated TV show in history.
Guess they want us to stay.
It's a game between life and death. Can you lift? Schwarzenegger is the running man. Playing for a prize. The prize is his life.
How about the life?
The running man.
All right, I found it. It's got all the parts here, right here. Let me go through them and find them. I want people to see the end of the movie. Okay, Running Man Part 1. Here, let's trick it and say, let's see if it's all in parts here. If not, I can probably say final part. Let me try this. Where's Part 2, Part 5, Part 6? Let's skip ahead to Part 9. That'll bring us into an area where we get the final part. Man, this is driving me crazy. Oh, hell yeah, here they are. Here they are when they take over the TV station. I found it. Look at that. Let's see. I've defeated you guys out there. Okay, that's why you need me around, huh? Here we go. Let's go ahead. You can zoom in on this using the computer in there, can't you, since this one won't. You did it earlier. How'd you do that? A little trick? Okay, here we go. That's That's why they're so scared and saying we're Al-Qaeda. Because we're peacefully taking over the media.
Thought it was pretty funny out there on the zone. What's the matter now, bitch? Why aren't you laughing?
Because there's nothing funny about a dickless moron with a battery up his ass.
You know who that is? That's Richard Pearl right there. Actually, it's Larry Silverstein. Maybe Jerome Howard. Like that now. 20 years ago, this was the bad guy. Now it's the good guy.
You dickless.
Kill anybody to get on TV. We can peacefully take their events over, let them taser us, and then they look bad like the thugs they are. We're going to beat you. You can kill us individually, but you know at New World Order, you're going to be held and tried like the Nazis, and you're going to go to prison. And a lot of you are going to be executed after jury trials. Oh, now it's time for the mindless cattle to see what's real on TV.
Hello, cutie pie. One of us is in deep trouble.
Oh, he thinks his servant will help him.
Sven, do you want to talk to Mr. Richards? Well?
I got to score some steroids.
You look pissed, Ben. Believe me, you got every right to be. But hey, will you just let me explain? This is television, that's all it is. It's nothing to do with people. It's to do with the ratings. For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
Congress,
you bastard. Drop dead.
I don't do requests.
Congress has now a 9% approval rating now. They know you're evil. You're not fooling anyone anymore, New World Order. Everybody knows you're murdering, child molesting scum. Everybody knows you're criminals. Everybody knows you carried out the attack, except for maybe 20% of people who were too cowardly to admit it to themselves. Everyone knows you're the terrorist. Do whatever you want. Stage more terror attacks. You can look at the think tank data. You blew it. You failed. We're coming for you, terrorist. And this is what's going to happen to you. Right here. Yeah.
Well, that hit the spot.
Actually, part A is the part I want to see. That's right here at the end. Part 8 is right here at the end as we analyze this. Where is Part 8? I hate how they mix it all up on here. Let me see. I can take the running man and then just say Part 8 myself. The running man. Part 8. That should get it. Okay, here we go. Come on, load up. Oh, I guess I've just got to abbreviate part. Drive me up the wall around here. There we go. Getting really tired of this YouTube system here. See how spoiled we've gotten? I need something instantly within 5 seconds. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find part 8. Part 3. See, they're all mixed up. Here's part 7. Here's the old lady. She goes, I want Ben Richards. That's because she's with Al-Qaeda. She was probably trained in an Al-Qaeda camp.
I want to kill a helpless human being. Not even sadistic scum like you.
He had to split.
Hey, what an incredible battle! Buzzsaw gone! Dynamo down! But the stalk isn't over till the fat lady sings and the very last tremolo!
Fireball, report to wardrobe at once.
We'll be back.
Fireball, you are wanted in wardrobe.
And our halftime show!
Laughlin, break's over.
Come on, let's get going.
I'm going somewhere, but not with you. Buzzsaw took care of my traveling arrangements. Oh, my God. Wife.
He's dead.
Oh.
But he gave me the code. The letter light up Linko.
The federal uplink code.
The underground has a broadcast center in Quadrant 4. Take her. Take her on the call to me. Don't let us die for nothing.
That's right, folks. So this is the real running man. We got to take over these media events peacefully. We got to expose the terrorists that carried out the attacks. It's got to be done now. They're upset. They're saying we're with Al-Qaeda now. We told you that would happen. That means the enemy knows we're firing directly on their main operation in the info war. We've already blown the hell out of them, but they still got guns in the info war and shooting back at us. We got to fully energize the public so they know who's engineering the depression.
You need down there.
We got him? Hey, Ben. Ben, I got to hand it to you, pal. You got the whole network here in an uproar. Why, they're shipping bicarb to the Justice Department in crates. So that's why this little call is just between you and I. It's not going on the air. Listen very carefully, Ben. How would you like a 3-year contract, guaranteed, a cadre credit line, and a beachfront condo? Sound impossible? Ben, it's a standard deal for a network stalker. And I know real talent when I see it, Ben. And I just hate to see you get canceled tonight when you could go the distance. Say the word, Ben. You can be the one doing the stalking. What do you think?
You cold blooded bastard. I'll tell you what I think of it.
Of course, Schwarzenegger in the real world did take the stalker contract. He now's the governor sucking those schmucks dry over there.
I live to see you eat that contract. But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! Ah!
Ah! Ah, gently, only squeeze them.
Damon, it's for you.
Who?
It's the Attorney General.
Get out. Everybody out. Come on, move. Yes.
All right, that's enough of it. The whole point I'm trying to make here is that we need to take over the media, and that means on the internet, that means spreading the word, making copies of DVDs, getting in front of McCain and others and Obama and every other politician and asking them real questions, going to city council, speaking in the 3 minutes about, you know, the fake environmental stuff with carbon taxes. It's all coming down. It's all happening now. And I can't do it all. I'm telling you, individually, with my small team, we have wreaked havoc for the New World Order. And we've spread and duplicated that franchise in the info war to all of you. And the cost is blood, sweat, and tears. And the prize is liberty and freedom, the ultimate jewel. That's all she wrote. We're going to cut back in to Mark Kornke. Had him on. We'll be in the middle of that interview. Absolutely amazing interview. And I want to just encourage all of you to tune in Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The radio show grows. I'm risking my life to do it, and my name and false imprisonment and the threats and everything else. I'm doing this because I love you, and I'm doing this because I know we can beat the New World Order. But now is the time, my friends, to really get aggressive. You can see it's real. The New World Order is real. It's worse than you thought. It's worse than I thought. We got to fight. And the good people in government, you need to do all you can to stop this now as well. Pray for us. We'll pray for you out there. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Mark Kornke and all the other big guests, Rainbow Gathering folks we had on today, and I'll see you back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Please get all the stories off InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get them out to everybody that you can. God bless you all. We'll see you back live Sunday, God willing. Take care. Who loves you and who do you love? The Running Man, baby.